Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 3 days ago, the U.S. Census Bureau released the latest report that showed a huge downturn in the American economy is already happening. This downturn is a reaction to the massive inflation in the money supply and soaring government spending. Called the monthly new construction report for April, it showed that the start of construction of new privately owned housing units declined 9.5% from March. This is highly irregular, as housing construction normally ramps up as spring weather arrives. In fact, the number of new housing starts was the second lowest of the past 5 months, where December through March are typically low construction activity months in many parts of the country because of winter weather. With a massive decline in construction over more than the past year because of the lockdowns over the pandemic, you would expect that home builders would be thrilled to be building homes as fast as they could right now. So, why aren't they? You could point to several factors, such as the difficulty in rehiring skilled workers to build homes. However, I think the major reason for the unexpected sudden drop in new home construction is that prices have risen too high, which is discouraging demand. According to the National Association of Realtors, the average selling price of a newly constructed home in March this year was more than 18% higher than it was a year earlier. For condominiums and co-op housing, prices were up more than 29% over the past year. Those price increases are many multiples of the constant claim by the Federal Reserve that consumer prices are still rising less than 2% annually. As home prices soar, fewer people can afford to buy them or pay the higher property taxes. Inevitably, that will result in lower demand for newly built homes. This is happening even though mortgage interest rates have recently dipped, which only partly offsets the higher cost of a new home. Faced with lower demand, builders are sensibly cutting back on the number of new homes they are putting up. How much worse will this news be for the U.S. economy a month from now? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.